allowed to do that because the Prime Minister will ring in. Well, Margaret Thatcher did ring in
one
day.
She did.
This is, we're talking about December 1988. There was an earthquake in Armenia. And, of course, Mikhail Gorbachev, the man with which she famously said she could do business, was very concerned about it and cancelled the visit to this country. Well, staff on this programme were rather surprised when a call came through saying the Prime Minister was on the line. There was a feeling that it might be a joke. It wasn't a joke. She was there. And she was transferred eventually through to the studio, and you were presenting.
I was.
The time is 13 minutes to 7, and let me bring you up to date with this morning's big news. Mr. Gorbachev is cutting short his visit to New York and flying straight back to the Soviet Union because of the earthquake in Armenia. It means, of course, that he will not be coming to Britain. We have on the telephone now from 10 Downing Street, Mrs. Thatcher, who I gather has just heard the news, Prime Minister.
Hello, good morning. I heard it on your news briefing. It was the first indication we've had, but of course we understand. When there's a tragedy like that, Mr. Gorbachev has to go home. Anything else would be unthinkable. And then I heard later that you didn't know whether I'd heard, so I thought I'd better let you know I had.
Well, thank you for calling us. Have you been in touch since then with the Soviet Foreign Ministry or with Mr. Gorbachev's people?
I haven't. It's a little bit early, but we'll get on to the ambassador later and say that it's quite understandable, and we hope he'll be able to come soon because we were all looking forward to it. But when there's trouble like that, home is the place to be, and his people would expect it, and he's quite just the sort of person who would do it.
Well, we went on to do a full-scale interview after that, and Bernard Ingham, who was her press secretary, of course, for many, many years, said he didn't have any idea that she was going to call us. She rang from her kitchen, apparently. She just heard the programme, and she rang in on the phone from her kitchen. And Bernard Ingham said, I heard that, I nearly drove off the bloody road.